Warrior football. True Warrior football. True Warrior football.
You are listening to True Warrior Football Podcast with your host, Corey K. Smith.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here. Of course, I'm your host, Corey K. Smith. You're listening to another great episode of True Warrior Football. And with this being the 60th episode I've done so far, I always like to make sure that I have each milestone episode, I have great topics. I had a great Warrior speech with Coach Tussey for episode 30. Episode 50, had a great group of guys come on, and we all talked about the program and where they were with special moments in it and stuff like that, as well as talking about the top 50 list. And with me today for the top 60 list, I have a group of guys here, some young Warriors that are going to be doing some great things for the program. They have already started to do great things for the program. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome some of our future Warrior legends, I hope. Go around, introduce yourselves. Gentlemen, start right here. DeMarion Harris. And give your position too, Mr. Harris.
Running back.
All right. Next. Okay.
DJ Ward, O-line,
and okay.
Chris Jordan, running back and linebacker.
Running back and linebacker. All right.
Daniel Tippett, quarterback.
Tip, quarterback, Mr. Jordan, Mr. Ward, Mr. Holman, and Mr. Harris. Thank you all for coming on and being my guest this week. I've never had this many people on at one time, so I appreciate it, man. First of all, let's talk about you guys' season here. You guys went undefeated. All right. How was that like for you guys?
Honestly, it's nothing different. For some of us, 3 years in a row, we haven't lost a game, so it's really nothing different.
Okay. What was some of the big adjustments that you guys had to make coming in from the eighth grade, middle school level playing football to adjusting to the high school level?
I would say getting stronger.
Getting stronger, okay. Did you feel like you weren't really as strong as you thought you were? You weren't?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Ward?
I feel like I was stronger at first, but during weight and stuff, I think I was getting more stronger.
Okay. And Mr. Holman. See, this guy right here, first of all, if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen the highlight videos of Mr. Holman and Tip right here next to me, these two are like, they're like my favorite tandem of wide receiver quarterbacks is Randy Moss and Tom Brady, okay? These guys, Tip puts the ball up in the air, and he goes gets it. And you guys have done some spectacular things this year. What was it like for you this season?
It was a fun experience to put that jersey on for like my first time in the war and just play with my guys and go out and go on the field.
All right. And a guy that, right here, Mr. Harris, a lot of people did not know him, but then he had a big night against, was that North Central at home or was that Pike? I can't remember. It was a home game. You broke out.
Yeah, I think it was North Central.
You broke out, and then a lot of people was like, man, who is that guy?
They couldn't get his name
and
right.
We couldn't get your name right, man, because you wasn't in the roster, and they didn't have your name right. They kept calling you something else, and then your mama wanted to come up there and fight the people in the PA, and it's like, I was like, oh, no, we can't have that. We cannot have that. What was that experience like for you getting that call up to the varsity level to really help the team out?
I had to work harder and get stronger, and had to realize how important it is.
Okay. Did it really surprise you that they would say, hey, we like what you're doing so far. I want you to come over and really help us out? Okay. Well, that's huge. That's huge. Now let's see here. During the season, you guys had most of your games weren't close. A couple of times, you guys came back. One game, I always like you guys.
Ben Davis.
Say that again, Tip.
It was Ben Davis.
Woo! Okay, now we were down.
Defense.
How do we get down? What happened in there? Come on, Chris. Speak the truth. Speak the truth now.
Basically, the defense started folding. Couldn't nobody tackle or cover the receivers.
Okay. Talk like this. There you go.
And the middle linebackers are breaking down.
Okay.
But that was really it.
Well, you lead the middle linebackers, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, you got to get them right now. Be that Ray Lewis out there, man. Be that Ray Lewis and get it together. So how were we able to make the comeback? Because I think we were down like 15, 20, was it?
The offense just stepped up big time. The O-line stepped up a lot of their game. They made a lot of big holes for our running backs. And they put the ball where the receivers have to go get it. And made a lot of big plays.
And another guy that I think, because I think, were you still playing on freshman or had Rodney stepped up and was playing a lot more running back at that point?
Rodney was.
Because I heard he had a huge game that game as well. Mm-hmm. But I know you, what's going through your mind when you see us have a deficit like that and everything we've been doing so far to that point of the season hadn't been challenged a lot and stuff like that. And it's a rival game. It's the first time going up against Ben Davis. What was going through your mind?
Honestly, I wasn't worried. Coach McClain came in at halftime, gave us a little speech, and we was good after that.
I'm sure that speech fired up a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the offense really was steady throughout the whole game. We only missed a couple drives, but other than that, we scored every single drive.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was that your favorite game of the season then?
Nah, I'm not going to say it is.
So what was your favorite game of the season, if you had to say?
I don't know. Maybe Lafayette Jeff or North Central.
Okay.
Just because we put up a lot of points. Yeah. I had like 5 touchdowns in both those games, I think.
Yikes.
Yeah.
5? How many of you have in those games, man?
I think like 1 or 2.
1 or 2? Oh, okay. So you spread the ball around a little bit. You ain't always looking for this guy.
Yeah. Like I against Lafayette Jeff, I hit like 4 other kids other than Devin for touchdowns.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So I know you guys have all played at Crescent together, right? And then Day-Day, you played at Raymond Park, and we won't talk about the score of that game, so that's no need to bring that up. We already talked about that one. But how has the chemistry for all of you guys, whether you guys are playing on offense, because I know you are offensive lineman DJ, and sometimes you play running back as well, Chris. How's the chemistry been for you guys for as long as you guys have been playing together? You guys really, like, know each other, like, what each other's going to do, stuff like that already?
Yeah, we've been playing together since the 6th grade. And so towards the end of middle school, we all sort of knew what was, like, bringing together, what was going to happen, how big this team was going to be.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, we were pretty used to playing with each other.
All right. What about you, Dev?
Yeah, like Tip said, we all were together in 6th grade, so we all knew.
All right. DJ?
I feel like I have to agree with both of them. Since 6th grade, we've been having the chemistry and stuff like that. And I feel like we just been good.
Are y'all a group of guys are always, you know, hanging out, playing Fortnite after school and stuff like that, and just, like, texting and constant group text chains and memes and all that stuff, making fun of each other?
Yeah, most of the time.
Most of the time?
They're
working out. Okay. So we have this season. It's come and gone. We go 9-0. What are you guys working on individually? Because I've seen all you guys' highlights. I've seen all you guys' games. One thing, I've already said, I've been very impressed with the two of you guys, what you guys have done so far. DJ, man, as a defensive guy, coach, the way you just absolutely mauled and attacked the offensive line and got behind, it was a thing of beauty, man. I had to watch myself, all right? It's like, oh, my God, this man right here, you attack, all right? I don't know who your defensive line coach is or who taught you those moves, but you do pretty good, man.
I mean, yeah, my coaches, I have to thank Coach Clark and Coach Ingles for my technique and stuff. And
so you already worked with Coach Clark. I didn't think he had called you up. I didn't think the mad scientist had put you under his wing already. So, okay.
And I also got to thank Coach Malcolm too.
Okay. Oh yeah, Doll School. Doll School. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 So what about you, Chris? What about you? What are you working on for to get better?
Honestly, I gotta work on my speed and my footwork to find out how to play ball for a
Okay.
Stronger too, to be able to find out that huge lineman at Santa Cruz Carmel. That's really about it.
All right. And speaking of Center Grove and Carmel, how do you guys feel about, like, when we came up short in those games? Of course, in the Carmel game, we didn't really play to our top level. And then we ended the season against Center Grove. When you guys see the varsity like that come up short, how did that make you guys feel either the next day in the game or, you know, moving forward? When the season's over, how did that make you guys feel?
Honestly, I just wanted to work harder because all of us, we dressed out for the Center Grove for sure. But honestly, I just wanted to work harder, and I couldn't wait till next season.
Mm. Mm. What about you, Dede? You don't know. Well, see, you seem like a man that you let your actions speak more, don't?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, DJ? You got something to say? Okay. Because you know we at Center Grove next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Start the season off on the
yes,
south
sir.
Side. And that's gonna be tough. Y'all haven't played a game out there yet, so that's gonna be an environment that's gonna be hostile. They're gonna be ready for us.
I love the energy.
I love it too.
I love it so much.
I love it too. Here, give him the mic.
Center Grove, the first two games are going to be crazy. We at Center Grove, and then we travel to Trinity.
Yes.
Start the season, that's going to be crazy.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Like, I like waiting for games like that because, like, all the hard work makes you a lot of pay for it. Like, go out and show what I can do against teams like them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a great history and tradition here at our program, and I know a lot of you guys as freshmen, you probably couldn't wait to get to the point to where you could come in and put on the jersey and everything. What are some of your earliest memories, best memories of coming to a game and watching the team play? Who'd you guys come up liking? Like, oh, man, I can't wait to be like the next such. I know D-Bell's probably your favorite.
I used to always love to come in the locker room, talk to our receivers, Dean Tate, Paul Miner, David Bell, DeJor, all of them. I used to love coming in there, talking to them, and just see what they was thinking and picking their brain.
Do you see a lot of their game and like, see yourself emulating that and learning from what they did and stuff?
Yeah, I like to, like, you feel me, kind of watch a lot of David Bell highlights, see what he did, how he was able just to dominate on the varsity level. At such a high level.
Okay. Tip.
I was gonna say I definitely see like some David and Devin. He's not necessarily the fastest guy,
mm-hmm.
but he runs really crisp routes and catches anything that's thrown at him.
Yeah, that's one thing I like to. When I see Devin's highlights, you have great hands, and
mm-hmm.
and I just know like I see where you are now, and I just know you're going to continue to work hard and continue that progression and improve on your skills. So continue to do that. But what about you, Tip? Because we haven't had a lot of now under Coach West, we have had a lot of great passing quarterbacks. But
yeah.
In years past, it was more of a running quarterback style. So do you always feel like, man, I got to be the next, you know, like I got to mix it up? Or it's like, man, I'm just going to sit out here and I'm going to air this thing out?
Honestly, I was ball boy, so I watched a lot of Zach Sumire and Jaden George. So not necessarily that I want to be like them, but I do like how smooth Zach was and how Jaden, his pocket presence was really good, strong arm. But honestly, I want to be myself, just play how I am.
I like that. What about you, Chris? who were your favorite players growing up that you – saw here playing, like man, I want to be like this guy when I get here.
I really liked watching Isaiah Warren last year.
Okay, Isaiah Warren.
Yeah.
great linebacker for us. Great linebacker for us, man. What'd you like that he did?
He was a powerful linebacker.
Very, very good striker. Very good striker. What about you, DJ?
I'll have to say Sheldon Day. I like when I used to watch him. I liked his first step and stuff, and I saw how fast he got off the ball.
Yeah, it's Sheldon Day. Guys like Sheldon Day. Chris Harley, who's now on staff and helping Coach Clark on D-line. Those are, over my time, I've been here for years and years and years, and those are two of the best defensive linemen that I truly believe have come through the program. Just the way that they practice and the way that they went through the games and just absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage. That's what you got to do from a defensive line point. Even if you're an offensive lineman, you got to dominate that line of scrimmage. Because if you can't, I mean, can you get anything done if the wide receivers, or not wide receivers, the O line is right here in your chest? You can't do much, right?
No, I can't really do much.
Well, hey.
Even then, the running back's not gonna be able to do.
So what about you? So over the years, we've had like greats like Shakir Bell. We just had Ramir Elliott. Dean Tate played a little running back as well. J. Cole. Those some of the guys that you looked at to like man, I want to be just like those guys and better.
Yeah, J. Cole and Romeo. Yeah, they were at the host perfect. Great vision
both of those guys had, and they were guys like when you get the ball in their hands, watch out because they're going to do something spectacular and they're going to be explosive and going to be game changers. Truly broke games open, and both of course we saw what Romeo did in the state championship game. Were all you guys there? I know you say you're a ball boy. Were all you guys there at the state championship game?
No, I was watching from home.
Watching from home. Was that the first time any of you guys have been to a Warren State championship game, too?
No, that's not the first time. I went in 2013 when McKelty and all them were still there.
Okay.
Playing.
What about you? Was that your first, too?
Mm-hmm.
No. So which was your 13 your first as well? See, it's so funny. We're getting here. It's now 2020. It's 15 years after my senior season, so I'm like, man, most of you guys are what? Is anybody 16 in here? Nobody 16? So most of you guys weren't even born yet, or like maybe 1 year old when I won my first state title in 2004. So you guys never really saw the great four-peat years, and really you barely would even remember the Shakir Bell season 2009. So what do you guys, when you guys hear those great teams, what do you guys think of the and stuff like that? What do you guys think?
I grew up down in Florida, so I didn't even know about Warren Central until I moved up here.
When'd you move up here?
Sixth
grade?
Yeah, sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah. my dad's doing research just to see where we want to go. Doing research, I saw a lot about Warren's football team and how much success they have and all these people that have gone to the league just from Warren.
Yeah.
And it's always been like, I play here now. Like, I have a chance to go big just being at Warren.
Absolutely. And really, if you apply yourself, and everybody can apply themselves here, we can't guarantee you the league, but we can definitely put you in a better position to get to the next level. And so many guys from our school, I was working with Miss Bush and Miss Burchett about 2 months ago, and we made a list of all the guys of the last 10, 15 years of going to college, and it was like 200 guys.
Yeah.
And that's just incredible, the amount of guys that were able to leave here, leave these hallways, they grew up in the same town that we're all on right now, and go and make something of themselves. Not everybody ended up like Sheldon Day playing for a pro team or something like that, but they all were able to at least have an opportunity to better themselves. And that's why I feel like our program and our school can have a step on just about everybody, because you go to North Central, you go to LN, LC, you just don't have the opportunities that we have here.
Like, it's not even just the football team, but, like, just the school itself. There's so many opportunities that – it's crazy for you not to take advantage of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, moving on from football here for a little bit, does anybody here play a different sport? I think you're basketball. You're basketball too?
Yeah.
Okay. About you? Track. What position you play in track?
What do you run in track?
Excuse me. What do you run in track? Sorry, Coach Mac, if you're listening.
I do the 4x1.
4x1. All right. What about you, Chris? Shot put. Shot put. Ooh, okay. And DJ, you don't do anything else? Just full-time football? All right. All right. So how did basketball season go for you two then?
Basketball season was a good experience for me because my first year coming, they moved me up to starting JV. Like, I feel like I played good, and I proved a lot of people wrong this year. And like, at the team, we just played well together, and I liked the program a lot.
All right, all right. You get any dunks in?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet? Not yet? Okay, you still working on those bunnies. What about you, Tip?
It was definitely a learning experience for us. Got a lot better than I had been. But it was definitely a learning experience. I learned a lot, especially with the coach I had, and I learned a lot.
Okay.
I think I got a lot better, too.
What was you guys' record at the end of the season?
5-10.
5-10. Hey. So, sometimes you know they say
yeah,
you.
Well, we definitely learned, though. That's for sure.
You definitely learn more about yourself and the losses
through
the victories. That happens, you know. Like some of the best teams in school history that we've had here didn't go undefeated. Yeah. So that just goes to show you, like, even some of the most talented teams can come through and not get it done, not finish perfect seasons. So it happens. It happens. So, Chris, what are you about to say? You were about to say something there. You weren't? You sure? All right. So you're doing track, shot put. How's that going for you so far?
I really like it, to be honest.
You really like it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the freshman county.
Ooh, okay. Setting big goals for yourself. Yeah. Big goals for yourself. What have you thrown so far in practice? Here. What is that?
46.
46? Okay. Okay. That's really good. That's really good, man. I like that. I like that. One thing I always liked is guys that play football that do multiple sports, because so many of our guys oftentimes, and not to throw shade at you, DJ, but I think they don't apply themselves enough in other areas and continue to keep their bodies in good shape and well-conditioned. So a lot of greats over the years, Sheldon Day, he threw shot put and did track, and David Bell, basketball, of course. So we had guys, Dean Tate did basketball as well. So guys have come through the program and played multiple sports. We've had guys, Catrell Moss. You ever heard of Catrell Moss? What do you play? Linebacker, yes. Yes, yes, yes. One of the 10 best linebackers in school history was also, after he won state in 2013, came out, wrestle in one state as well, individual state. So that's huge right there, man. But, you know, he was a guy that wrestled 3 or 4 years and played football constantly, and, you know, he went out there and applied himself. And it's guys, other guys like that, that I could give you names of that you probably wouldn't know, but guys have always gone out there and, you know, went out there and competed in other sports because, you know, if you want to play great football here, not good football. You want to play good football, go down the road down there to LC or go down to North Central. And, well, that's –
probably not.
I agree with you. But if you want to play great football, if you want to be great at what you do, you got to apply yourself. You got to compete in other things other than just one sport, I feel like. And matter of fact, a lot of time guys that make it to the pros, they didn't just focus on one sport. They focused on – a lot. They spread themselves out and, you know, apply themselves, and that helped get them better, make them more well-conditioned athletes. Because I'm sure all you guys right here want to be great, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to come in, man, you know, I'm just going to be okay. I ain't going to rush for 200 today. I'm just going to rush for, you know, like 75, try to get a couple touchdowns if I can. No, I want to come out there and dominate. I want to come out there and be, hey, Senator Grove, what's up? What's happening? Carson Steele? Nah. They're going to learn about Day-Day Harris today. That's what you – I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you now. Don't be scared when you get that rock now.
You got to get used to the sauce.
Hey, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And one thing I like with our coaching staff now, with Coach West, Coach Rob, and Coach Spann, they're going to – constantly try to get our guys in the best positions to succeed as possible. So one thing I always tell you, trust in your coaches. A lot of them have been coaching longer than most of you guys have been alive, so they know what they're talking about. They definitely know what they're talking about. Yeah, exactly. Now, Tip, you do a lot of combine stuff lately here. You're always striving to make yourself a better quarterback. What is the hardest thing for you as a quarterback? Because a lot of people, they see you on the field like, man, that dude can't do nothing. And then you air it out for like 300 or 400 yards or like 4 touchdowns, and they like leave them flat jaw. Like how do you approach every game and do the things that you do?
I just have my own mindset. I come to the game, know what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
And I have a plan. I mean, if that plan don't happen, then I'm gonna go with the flow. All
right.
But like combine stuff like that, it's just trying to get my name out there. I'm overlooked a lot, mm-hmm. mostly because of my size, mm-hmm. and so just getting my name out there is helping me.
Well, a lot of people they see a quarterback that, what are you, 5'5", 5'6"?
5'9".
Okay, 5'9". Good. I like it. 5'9". 5'9". I sold him short. My fault. I sold him short. But a lot of times people see him like, oh, man, this dude can't do nothing. And literally, you have wowed me and just absolutely blew away every expectation that I thought you would be able to do coming in. People's like, oh, man, this kid from Creston is going to be good. So I was like, man, he's not going to be that good. He can't be that good. I mean, come on now. It's Creston. I thought they were okay, but then I saw it. I was like, oh, okay.
2 years in a row?
Well, yeah. Okay. Middle school. I don't care nothing about middle school. Yeah. So when you get to freshman level, then that's when I start really, okay, watch out for this dude. Only one player I've ever seen, I had to like, okay, this dude's going to be special. That was David Bell coming from middle school to high school. That's one player I would give. So when I first saw you, it was like, okay, let's see what he does. And he started airing out like, oh, my God. I mean, you're putting the ball and the money to him, Joe Walker, Fatukia.
Mikey Durham, yeah, Zach Simon.
You had a lot. And I love talking to you the next day or 2 days after your games. Like, man, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? And you was walking me through. It was like, man, I knew he was going to be there. He knew the play. I read my progressions and everything like that. How have you made yourself – be a better quarterback? Do you always study film after games and stuff like that, or has that always been like something that your father taught you?
Me and my dad talk a lot about football, and also I give credit to Coach because he walked me through a lot of film, and so I've just began to watch film on my own. But it's also having a lot of chemistry with my receivers and just knowing what they're going to do and where I can put it and where they're going to catch it.
I love it. Now, let me see here. I'm trying to think. There was one question. There's always one question. Sometimes I write stuff down. I like it to be more natural, more fluid. I haven't been too hard on you boys, have I?
Nah.
Well, it's probably going to be the easiest interview y'all ever going to have. What about you, Devin, man? Well, okay, so this year, how many touchdowns did you finish with?
I finished with 11.
11? What was your favorite one?
Back shoulder
against the girl, maybe? Yeah, it's either that one. Or my
first
toe
game
tap.
Of the season?
Yeah, first. Oh, my toe tap against LN.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, it was like 10 seconds before halftime, and I ran a corner and tipped through it over the top, and I toe tapped in the back of the end zone.
Do guys talk crazy to you? Like, man, you ain't going to catch this.
Yeah, all the time.
Before the game.
Coming from Pike, man, I remember I was warming up. Somebody said they was going to smack me when I come across the middle. I was like,
really?
Yeah, I wasn't worried, though. Never happened.
They ain't touch you?
Nah.
Came out jersey clean and everything?
Clean, smooth with Devo.
What about you, Chris and DJ? People be talking a lot of smack to y'all during the games? Okay. Ooh. Talk smack and smack him up a little bit?
Yeah, I just like to be in player's head. He's the one that's loud about it. He not gonna hide.
You got that.
He's gonna speak it.
You the silent assassin. You the one that's gonna get that energy and pump air for everybody, huh? Okay, so I was right. You are gonna be the Ray Lewis of this team. Then I love it. What about you, DJ?
Man, I was more of the quiet one. Like I had to show it to you.
Okay.
Who I am and stuff.
All right. Was you gonna say something, Chris?
No.
Okay. What about you, Day-Day? What did you just let your word, your action speak still?
Sometimes, if I get a 2 yard run or more, I'd say something crazy.
All right. I love it. Now, last question here. You guys coming in, like I said, it's a great class. I didn't have an opportunity to get Rodney or Lee on with us, and of course Stu is another great one. What all, as you guys move forward here, okay, you finished the season, was it 9-0, 8-0? 9-0. And as you guys move forward, what are you guys' goals as a team? How do you guys want to be remembered in 3 or 4 years when you guys are getting ready to graduate and your senior season is all the way done? Ooh. That's some tough classes there now. Like my class had, we finished with 3 state titles. No, that's one of 2 classes to come through here with 3. So if you guys can do that, whew, that's tough right there. But it is possible, man. It is possible. But you know what? I love where we are right now because a lot of people aren't really thinking, oh, man. Yeah. So you feeling that as well?
Oh, yeah. I hear it all the time.
We're a small team.
We're going to be young, but we're going to be physical. We're not very
talented. Yeah. They said we're not talented? Really? So what do you say to them when they tell you that? When they see you out there, and you know, if you go to Castle Square, everybody give you some fresh kicks, and you got your Warren gear on, what, and they say, hey, man, you play for Warren? It's like, yeah. Man, y'all going to be terrible next year. What do you say?
I just laugh at them. I just look at them and laugh.
Look at them and laugh? What about you, Devin? Tradition never graduates. I love it. I love it. Tip, were you going to add something as well? Or DJ?
I'm sort of like DeMar. I'm just going to laugh. Yeah.
All right. What about you, DJ?
I just laugh and talk trash and stuff with what I did to the team.
Okay. Now, I asked him what was his favorite game. What was your favorite game this season?
It had to be the one against Carmen.
Okay. Why is that one?
Because we had to step up because Tip got hurt. Our defense really needed to stop on Carmel's offense because they were good throughout the season. So,
what was the final score in that game?
12-0.
Yeah. Okay, so we got us a shutout. Was that your favorite game, too?
No.
What was your favorite game?
Center Grove,
first game of the season? Yes. So why is that one? Because I think that was like 16-7, wasn't it?
No, 19.
19-6.
Okay. 19-13. So why is that your favorite game, then?
It was my favorite game because it was a lot of contact, a lot of back and forth.
All right. Well, what about you? Still the Ben Davis, or?
I'd say North Central or Lafayette, Jeff. But, like, the Carmel game, even though I was hurt on the sideline, was a great game to watch. I felt like if I wouldn't have gotten hurt, we would have blown them out at least by 30. Because I had 100 yards halfway through the second quarter passing already, and they couldn't stop us on offense, and our defense played outstanding. Yeah. I never got hurt. I've never seen a better defensive game ever.
Yeah. You like, man, see, when I hear people talk good about our defense, man, I'll tell you what, I've said this before, I'll say it again, Warren Central has the greatest history of defensive teams in state history, man. So we got you two right here, and you, when you play defense sometimes, Devin, y'all got to continue to uphold it. Got to continue to uphold it, man. We put players in big places, and then when they come through here, thinking they're going to rough us up. Nah, we can't have that. We can't have that at all. So we got to continue that tradition right here. And Tip, I know you're going to keep doing your thing out there as well, man. I'm really happy for all you guys and want to see you guys continue to do something. And one other thing I'll leave with you guys, and I know you guys all want to leave here as another great, but one thing I need all 5 of you guys is I need all you guys to be great leaders amongst the rest of your teammates, because so many other great classes have come through the program over the years and they had high expectations. You know, they wanted to go out there and do great things, but they didn't get it done. And a lot of times they didn't get it done because of certain individuals not buying in, certain people being selfish, certain people, you know, wanting all the glory for themselves, thinking for themselves, or doing stuff not necessarily poorly on the field, but being poor students in the classroom, you know, getting kicked out of the cafeteria for fighting, or, you know, not going to class, poor grades, you know, those type of things. Don't let that stuff be the reason why you guys can't walk out of here with one of these on your fingers right here, because this right here, that's 06, one of the greatest teams in school history. All right? You guys right here can be just like these guys right here. I guarantee you. You guys all work hard each and every day. You get one of these. As soon as you get one of these yourself, you're going to want another one. Mm-hmm. And then when you get that other one, you're going to want another one to finish it off. I guarantee you. It can happen. It can happen. All right, boys, I appreciate it. Tip, Chris, DJ, Devin, Day Day, thank you guys. Continue to be great.
You're welcome.
This is number 50, Jake Wellman, offensive line, long snapper, and you are listening to True Warrior Football.
All right. Once again, thank you to Tip, DJ, Devin, Chris, and Day Day. Those are five outstanding young men that we have for us right there. And just a brief glimpse of the talent, the young talent that our program has coming up through the pipes for the next couple of years. So I'm very excited to see what they will do for our program in the next couple of years as well. There are some other freshmen I want to get on, but just didn't have the opportunity to get them that day when we did the interview. But thank you once again to those five. I appreciate it, everything they did. Answered some good questions, though. Kept it lively. I love that. They have great chemistry together. They all generally love each other, and they want to see each other be successful. They want to see the team be successful, which is something that I love amongst them as well. And one last bit I want to touch on. The XFL has started up again. For those that have not been following it, this is the first season, like almost 20 years. And we have two guys, two Warrior legends, that are playing right now on two teams. Of course, Nick Temple and the Seattle Dragons, and Andrew McDonald and the St. Louis Battlehawks. Both of them have been big-time players for the team. Nick's a starter. Andrew's a rotator on the offensive line. And, you know, they've been doing really well. Nick's team, the Seattle Dragons, have gotten off to a little bit of a rocky start. They're 1-2, but their games have been very competitive. And Andrew McDonald's team, the St. Louis Battlehawks, are one of the better teams in the league. They're 2-1, and they actually face off against each other this upcoming Saturday, February 29th. 5 p.m. game, kickoff is on Fox. And, you know, I wish I could get you stats on Nick so far, but I have been able to find it. They don't have the greatest stats so far, so hopefully that's something that they can improve on in their league. And, of course, with Andrew being the offensive lineman, he doesn't necessarily generate a lot of statistics so far for me to give you guys. But they are out there. They are competing. They are playing well. So congrats to both of those guys. Love to see them continuing to be professional athletes and finding a new home. Like I said, these guys were in the AAF last season, and I really thought that league was going to make it and do some great things, and it didn't work out. And so I'm so glad that these guys are able to land in another league that has better funding and is generally moving towards being something that is going to be around for at least a couple of years so far. So I really hope this gives a lot more of our guys that want to continue to play at the next level an opportunity if the NFL doesn't come calling right away. So that's that. Make sure you guys tune into their game. Once again, it's going to be on Fox, 5 p.m. kickoff. And really, folks, you know, as I end this 60th show, you know, I always want to say thank you to each and every single one of you guys. You guys always support me. You guys always respond back and just listen to what I had to say on the show, the topics I bring on. And I had always hoped of doing something special like this, and you guys, the listeners every week I have, make it very special to me, and something that I look forward to continue doing each and every week, each and every season, moving forward for as long as I possibly can. So I could not have gotten this far, and I had to thank each and every one of you guys for listening. So I appreciate each and every one of you. And with that, folks, I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith. Make sure you guys go out there, rate, comment, subscribe, share this with all your other Warrior fans out there that don't know about me. And as always, Warrior Band, take us away.